Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Playing defense at this hour, dismissing new allegations that Joe Biden was involved in a bribery scheme. And now Republican James Comer is demanding answers and FBI documents. The White House has been trying to downplay the severity of this bombshell report of an alleged criminal bribery scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden by pointing to the establishment media's coverage of the congressional inquiry into the scandal. What I mean by that? Ian Sams, a spokesperson hired to counter Congress's oversight and investigations, did not outright deny the merits of the bombshell report, but instead issued statements ripping the media's coverage of the letter by the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley. The lawmakers announce Comer is compelling the FBI for records alleging a criminal scheme involving Joe Biden, a subpoena that's been obtained by Breitbart News shows this. The document, an FBI-generated FD-1023 form, allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions between now President Biden and a foreign national. Breitbart News is reporting. But Sams ignored the question of whether the form actually exists and preferred to center his condemnation of the bombshell report on the establishment media. Many of the same news organizations that suggested that Hunter Biden's laptop from hell was, you guessed it, Russian disinformation. A recent poll has also found that 6 out of 10 Americans, think about that number, are saying that the establishment media are to blame for misinformation. A February poll found that 50% of Americans say the national media intends to mislead, misinform, and persuade the public. Seems that Americans are finally waking up to just how corrupt the liberal media actually is. Quote, how this innuendo is being covered, AP. The lawmakers used the word alleged 3 times in the opening paragraph, offered no evidence of the veracity of the accusations or any details, Sams quoted the Associated Press coverage. That is Ian Sams, working for the president. That's his response. This is how they're putting it. Now, why is he saying this? He's saying it because then he needs the media to do their job. Politico, guaranteed to spark fierce backlash and skepticism, is how they reported on this bombshell. CNN, they followed up using the same type of wording that Ian Sams from the White House was saying you should use. CNN decided to start saying, quote, unverified allegation. Now, Representative James Comer and Chuck Grassley, they revealed this week the existence of an FBI record. This record alleges that the former VP, now President Biden, engaged in a bribery scheme with a foreign national. According to this new whistleblower, this record details an alleged arrangement involving exchange of money for policy decisions. I now want to read to you from this letter, dated May the 3rd, the Honorable Merrick Garland, Attorney General, Department of Justice, and the Honorable Christopher Wray, Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigations, is who the letter was sent to on May the 3rd, 2023. This is a letter that has been signed by Senator Chuck Grassley, Ranking Member, Committee on the Budget, and Representative James Comer, Chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Accountability in the House. This is a Republican senator and a Republican congressman. Here's what it says in the letter, which the media does not want you to hear about and does not want to tell you about what this letter actually said. In fact, ask yourself this question. Before listening to this show today, have you heard anyone talking and or quoting this letter? There's a very good chance that about 99.9% of you are going to say you've never heard of this before. And that tells you how corrupt the communist media really has become. Here is what the letter states. Dear Attorney General Garland and Director Wray, referring to the FBI director, we have received legally protected and highly credible unclassified whistleblower disclosures. Based on these disclosures, it has come to our attention that the Department of Justice, parentheses DOJ, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, parentheses FBI, possesses an unclassified FD-1023 form that describes an alleged criminal scheme involving then Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. I just want what I just read for you to sink in. What Senator Chuck Grassley and what Senator James Comer just wrote is something that, honestly, I never even thought I would ever read, much less tell you about, much less be a public letter the way they put this out. They're saying that the FBI possesses an unclassified form that describes, and they've been sitting on this, an alleged criminal scheme involving a sitting vice president at the time, Joe Biden, and a foreign national who was willing to bribe the then Vice President of the United States of America, exchanging money for some sort of policy decision or decisions. Can you imagine if this was a Republican that this letter was talking about, what the media would have done with that? They would have gone to wall-to-wall coverage. But instead of that, what do you have? You have CNN saying, it's unverified, right? This is just an unverified accusation. This is not a big deal. Politico and the Associated Press downplaying as well, basically not even telling you what the letter actually says. So what else is in the letter they don't want you to hear about? Here it is. It has been alleged that the document includes a precise description of how the alleged criminal scheme was employed as well as its purpose. Based on the alleged specificity within the document, it would appear that the DOJ and the FBI have enough information to determine the truth and accuracy of the information contained within it. However, it remains unclear what steps, if any, were taken to investigate the matter. The significant public interest in assessing the FBI's response to this information, as well as growing concern about the DOJ and the FBI's track record of allowing political bias to infect their decision-making process, necessitates exacting congressional oversight. The DOJ and the FBI appear to have valuable, verifiable information that you have failed to disclose to the American people. Therefore, Congress will proceed to conduct an independent and objective review of this matter, free from those agencies' influence. Transparency brings accountability. Signed, Chuck Grassley and James Comer. My gut is that James Comer and Chuck Grassley know a hell of a lot more than what you're going to imagine about this scenario to write such a scathing letter on May the 3rd. All right, before I get into more of that, I want to talk to you about Patriot Mobile. They are the only conservative Christian cell phone company in the U.S., and Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks, meaning your coverage is going to be exactly what you're getting right now. So instead of you paying the big three, switch to Patriot Mobile. You can go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, and you're also going to get performance guarantee. What does that mean? If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks. So you can get the great service that you love while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy, and you can keep your same cell phone and your same cell phone number. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, or call them 878-PATRIOT, that's 878-PATRIOT, or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Get free activation today with offer code Ferguson. Now, if you take a step back and you look at how big this news is, if the President of the United States of America is now being asked questions, that the FBI knew that he was involved in a pay-to-policy scandal, you would think that the media would finally say, okay, we're going to ask a question. They're not. In fact, MSNBC had a big sit-down with Joe Biden, an exclusive for the 11th hour. Some TV show, I guess, that comes on at 11 o'clock at night. Biden talks about what's at stake in 2024. It says at the bottom of the screen. And what was said? Here's the question they asked him.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
That's it. No follow-up question. My son has done nothing wrong. And by the way, they knew the softball was coming. The way that she even said it. The way that she said it. No ties to you. Notice how she's editorializing her own question at the very beginning. Listen carefully to the word she chooses.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you.
While there's no ties to you? MSNBC thinks that the American people are so stupid that they can't read. That they can't read what was on the laptop. They can't read articles. They're so stupid that they're going to believe when they look at you and say, well, there's no ties to you, Mr. President. However, there is a problem, right, for your son here. There's a problem here. Andy McCarthy had this to say on Fox on whether they're going to charge Hunter Biden on tax evasions and guns. And the White House is clearly hoping they will to protect their father from a bigger investigation. Listen to what he had to say.
Andy, the Washington Post carrying a report that says the federal prosecutors are getting closer to a decision on whether or not to charge Hunter Biden with crimes, likely something to do with tax or guns. If charges are filed. Last year, the Washington Post reported that federal agents thought that there was enough to charge Hunter Biden, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
No, it doesn't. They have complete discretion, John. No one can order the Justice Department to charge. And I think it's really quite amazing that, you know, here we are not only 5 years down the road from investigation of these straightforward charges under circumstances where nothing has happened, but you know, if this was a Republican administration, I know it's trite to say this again and again, but yeah, there'd be a special counsel.
There would be a special counsel. He's right, by the way. He knows he's right on this. He's not an idiot. He understands what's going on here. And this administration has done everything in the last 2 weeks to go ahead and say, all right, it's time to charge him. Like, can you go ahead and charge him real quick? Would you please do that? We would appreciate it. We need you to hurry up and do this. Now, why do they want it? I've said this on this show, and I'll say it over and over again because it's still true. They now need him to be charged with the crime quickly to protect a bigger fallout that it could affect the other 11 members of the Biden family that have been named financially. They're afraid of what's going to come out in depositions in Arkansas, for example. They're afraid of what's going to happen if they charge him with bigger crimes that could then open up his father, because the two crimes that actually his father needs him to be charged with to protect him would be the gun crime issue, lying on that form where he was an addict and he said he wasn't under the influence of drugs, and we know that he was. That's that form you fill out when you buy a firearm. And if he lied on that, then he'll get a slap on the wrist. Failure to file taxes, the tax issues, not a problem. He's got a buddy, right, that'll give, they said, hey, I'll give you $1 million+. Never forget that. $1 million+, folks. I will give you $1 million+. All you've got to do is just keep doing whatever shady deals it is I need you to do. I'm sure there's a quid pro quo there with the guy out there in California. What it is, well, maybe we may never know. But to just randomly give him millions of dollars to pay off his back taxes, hoping that he doesn't get in trouble with the government by paying those back taxes, is insanity. There's also something else here. And that is the fact that the media is starting to talk about this a little bit. And they're starting to talk about it because they don't know if they can keep propping this guy up. How do I know that? Let's go to the first 30 seconds of the president's most recent sit down with MSNBC. And Biden's brain clearly malfunctions within the first 30 seconds of his interview on MSNBC that was taped. We don't even know what they edited. Listen.
For example, you're going to be able to get an Amtrak, and instead of going through the tunnel of Baltimore at 30 miles an hour because nothing's been done under the Chesapeake Bay for under the Baltimore River, the Baltimore area for 80 years. They're going to be able to go at 100 through at 100 miles an hour. They're going to see railroads going from Syracuse to down all the way down to New York, upstate New York. Anyway, to the city. But I guess what I'm saying, what I think they are going to see is move. For example,
that's the best you're going to get from the president. That's the best he's got to offer you right now as he's running for president of the United States of America. That's it, folks. He can't even get out a basic sentence about the railroads in the beginning. Right? Joe Biden also lied in this interview, saying he cut the debt by $1.7 trillion. No, Biden did not cut the debt. He did not cut. We have a $31+ trillion national debt. He has increased it. And they let him at MSNBC get away with that lie as well. Listen to this, and the reporter does nothing to stop him from lying to the American people.
For example, in the first 2 years of my administration, I cut the debt by $1.7 trillion. $1.7 more than anybody's ever done in history.
That's not true. He didn't cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion. The debt clock has continued to skyrocket from the day he got into office until now. He's lying to you. And then there's a new poll that has come out today. Whether it's Hunter Biden, whether it's the Biden crime family, whether it's just total incompetency that you just heard, whether it's the lying to you, you want to know what the president's approval rating is right now? Here's how ABC News put it today. This is how you know they're worried, because they're starting to report on all of this.
President Biden is facing his lowest approval rating yet and trailing behind top Republican contenders in a potential 2024 matchup. A new ABC News Washington Post poll finding only 36% of Americans approve of the president. Not only his career low, but numerically the lowest on record for any first-term president, a year and a half from the next presidential election.
That is an all-time low. The lowest on record for any first-term president. Not only his career low, but numerically the lowest on record for any first-term president. This is why they're so confused over what they need to do here. This is why they're so afraid. They don't know what to do here. They've got another problem, and that's the southern border. They have a border issue with a wide-open border with millions and millions of illegal immigrants coming across the border. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says he's confident in Biden's handling of the southern border. He said, quote, steps are being taken to make sure that there is order at the border. That is a lie as well. We know that with Title 42 that's about to expire this week. This is not going to go well for this White House. And they look at you in your face. They tell you, no, 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 it's going to be fine.
The Title 42 is going to end this week. Do you believe the administration is prepared for what's coming to the border?
I do believe the administration is prepared. I know Secretary Mayorkas was down at the border this week. Steps are being taken to make sure that there is order at the border.
Order at the border. I guess that's going to be like one of their campaign slogans now, right? Order at the border. Let's talk about a great opportunity for your IRA and 401ks. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4-GOLD-IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't legends. Either when we were watching
yeah,
this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs yeah. and didn't realize well, no, how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were
yeah.
to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not just ABC News that's protecting the president or NBC News. It's also the operatives that work there. George Stephanopoulos, who worked for Bill Clinton. He's torn now. He's been protecting Joe Biden for a long time, attacking Donald Trump and others that right, you know, threaten their power. But it's even like he can't figure out, okay, do I need to get rid of Biden to keep our power, meaning another Democrat? What do I do? Well, listen to ABC this week in their breakdown segment as he talked about just how bad it is for the president.
This poll is just brutal for President Biden.
Absolutely, George. And you talked earlier about that record low approval rating for President Biden. It's actually 6 points down just since February. And the skepticism over his leadership extends deep inside his own party. Only 36% of Democrats think that their party should nominate Joe Biden for a second term. 58% say they would support someone else or prefer someone else. That's despite the fact that the entire DNC, most of the Democratic establishment, has rallied behind President Biden. And you're seeing real weaknesses in the coalition that powered Joe Biden to the presidency back in 2020. Biden carried independents by 13 points against Donald Trump. He is now trailing Trump by 9 points among those same voters. He carried black voters by 75 points in 2020. Now he is up just 35. That may sound like a lot, but the fact of the matter is, in modern politics, that is not the kind of number that a Democrat needs.
That's not a number that Democrats need. How long can they go on reporting on these issues? So let's go back to the border for a second. You heard Hakeem Jeffries say, oh, we've got it under control at the border. The American people know that's a lie. And it's such a big lie with so many millions of Americans, millions of illegals, I say, coming into America every month. Let me just give you a breakdown. Let me give you a breakdown of what happened last week, a single week. The last week that we have data on. 55,000 Border Patrol apprehensions and 18,600 known gotaways in a single week at the border. These are some of the highest weekly totals we've ever seen on record. And Title 42, folks, hasn't even dropped yet. These stunning numbers, especially that many gotaways in a single week, is why the American people, I think, are slowly starting to wake up again and realize just how bad Joe Biden is for America. If you look at just the week in review, this is how bad it is. You had two agents that were assaulted. You had 54,951 apprehensions. You had 18,698 approximate gotaways. You had 714,492 seized at the border in 1 week. You had 101 pounds of cocaine that was seized at the border. You had 1,050 pounds of marijuana. 1,050 pounds of marijuana seized in 1 week at the border. 2,721 pounds of meth that was caught at the border from the Border Patrol. You had 138 pounds of fentanyl. 6 sex offenders caught. 7 gang members caught. And that's just who we caught. That doesn't count the gotaways. This is from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's own data. This is how bad it is. And the president says, oh, we've got a secure border. Mayorkas says we have a secure border. Remember, they will lie to you. They will look you in the face and they will tell you that this is a secure border, that everything is fine, that there's nothing wrong. The border is secure, right? That's their line they keep going back to. So is the border secure? Listen to Face the Nation and how they talk about how bad things are at the border right now.
Margaret, the clock is ticking down on an end to Title 42, another flashpoint in the immigration debate. But here on the U.S.-Mexico border, it's not just a policy change, it's the front lines of a humanitarian crisis. In South Texas, the Department of Homeland Security says they've encountered an influx of migrants ahead of Title 42's end, driven by an uptick in Venezuelan nationals. Still, others wait in Mexico, camped along the Rio Grande River. New Biden administration guidelines that kick in after May 11th promise more consequences, like a one-way ticket on ICE Air. We watched as 133 migrants, hands and feet shackled, boarded a plane back to Guatemala Friday.
De donde es usted?
Venezuela.
In Laredo, Texas, this emergency shelter is a welcome reprieve for many, like 29-year-old Margarita Habrew, who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border pregnant with her 5 and 3-year-old daughters. Back at home in Venezuela, she says there is nothing.
¿Está listo el niño?
The mayor of Laredo has declared a citywide emergency.
The disaster is an imminent disaster. It may not be here right now, but it's like a hurricane that's coming. You board up before the hurricane.
With this week's policy change, U.S. officials expect as many as 10,000 migrants a day to traverse the U.S.-Mexico border at crossings like the one behind me.
A day. 10,000 crossings a day. Do we have a secure border? Of course we do. That's what they'll tell you. We have a president that's compromised. We have a president that gets a weak question from MSNBC, right? I know that you've done nothing wrong. I know there's nothing connecting you guys, Hunter Biden and you, but are you concerned? I'm proud of my son. I love my son. He's amazing. Okay, we'll move on now. Hey, we've got a problem at the border. No, we don't. Border's secure, Mayorkas says, right? Over and over and over again. The border is secure. The border is secure. It's not secure. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we got a new whistleblower that says there was an arrangement involving exchange of money for policy decisions from Joe Biden when he was the vice president. By the way, if you want to know if Donald Trump's the front runner, look at the poll numbers. ABC News, Washington Post poll, Trump opens up a clear 7-point lead over Joe Biden. A clear 7-point lead. The American people are waking up. They're getting sick and tired of this. And they're ready for the assaults to stop at the border. They're ready for the sex offenders to be caught. They're ready for the drugs to stop coming across. They're ready for people to stop coming in this country, destroying this country, millions of illegal aliens coming in. Oh, by the way, there's another side news article for you. There's so much breaking, I forgot to even tell you this one. The ex-spy behind the discredited Hunter Biden letter has now openly said he wanted to provide Biden campaign with a debate talking point. The former CIA official behind the discredited letter that claimed Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation told associates he wanted to use it as a talking point in Joe Biden's 2020 presidential debate against Donald Trump. Michael Morrell, the former acting director of the CIA, laid out his strategy in an email to the former CIA director, John Brennan, that's now been obtained by the Washington Free Beacon. Morrell asked Brennan to sign onto the letter with dozens of other former intelligence officials that portrayed the release of the Hunter Biden laptop days earlier as a Russian intelligence operation. Quote, trying to give the campaign, particularly during the debate on Thursday, a talking point to push back on Trump on the issue, Morrell wrote in the email. Brennan agreed, said, quote, add my name to the list. Good initiative. So the former CIA director says, count me in. I'll lie to the American people. Great initiative lying to the American people. Let's make sure we alter this election and get our guy in there. This is the former CIA director. You're supposed to trust who's saying great initiative. Way to screw the American people. Way to lie to the American people. Way to get the American people fake information so that they won't have the honest truth before they go in and cast their vote. Way to lie to the American people. That's what you're saying. Way to just flat out, great initiative here on a disinformation campaign. That's what Joe Biden needs to survive this final debate. And it worked. I hope every one of you listening will take this in, fellow. I hope every one of you will share our podcast everywhere you're on social media, because these are the stories that the American people need to know about. These are the stories the American people need to understand. These are the stories that are not being told right now in the media, and it's clearly on purpose.
Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.